information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
See, this is why you have to knock down, you have to root out traditional mindsets and all this religious stuff and legalism, because it blocks that communion. It blocks that intimacy. People justify themselves in their good works. Your righteousness is a filthy rag before God. Until you lay all that aside and come to Him, amen, as one that it just throws himself on Him, amen, and comes into that communion, listen, it's questionable. Communion and intimacy. Now remember, we're going with Hebrews 11:11. Sarah, through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. It's through faith she received the strength to conceive and was delivered of a child, even when she was past the age. How did God fit that in time? It didn't make any sense. Doctors would have been confounded. But yet he took that and fit it right in time. Your age don't matter. How long it's been doesn't matter. I'm just stopping the hands of time right here. Because this is a Kairos, it's your turn now. I'm gonna do exactly what I promised you. Nothing can stop it right now. Nobody's gonna understand it. They'll probably persecute you afterwards, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, God's gonna do certain things in people's lives where the world and even part of the church world, their jaw is gonna drop. And then they're gonna get mad at you. Mark my word, I don't like to say stuff like that. They're going to want to persecute you. They want to separate you. You know who you think you are and all that. No, God did this. But see, that persecution ain't going to drive you from God. It's going to drive you closer to God. It's not going to downgrade you. It's going to upgrade you. The devil going to trouble you closer and closer to God. While they're mad, you're going to be glad. While the devil, amen, is all doing that, God's going to still be busy in your life. Amen. Now the child that was birthed was caught up to the throne. And again, do your research. Do some prayerful study and research. There are all types of helps. Men that have studied, men that have searched these things down through the years that God gave revelation to. And you can find out some very interesting things here. But this, when the child was born, I call them breakthrough believers. Because the devil was there to devour them. The devil was there to try to take them out as soon as they were birthed. But they were birthed not into the earth realm. Are you hearing me? See, a child is born into the earth realm. The Proverbs tells us that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But this child, as soon as it was birthed, it was caught up somewhere. A man child. Caught up to the throne. Throne represents the place of authority. Authority. So this is not just your, I don't think it's good phrase, but I'm going to use it. It's not just the run-of-the-mill child being born. It has to go through, you know, growing up and, you know, getting spankings and don't touch that and leave that alone and all that. No, this child came out and was caught up right away. This making sense to anybody? I'm prophesying to you, this place of intimacy and deep commune is going to result in this type of conception. The people of God are conceived in this womb. Now that he's caught up to this place of authority. Let me jump a little bit ahead here. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. So this you can structure this in your spirit as to the processes. Something is happening, I believe, with all my heart, this year, suddenly. Amen. On an individual basis and a corporate basis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all the devil has done to turn this nation upside down in the world, God's going to turn it back right side up. Tell somebody, it ain't over yet. We don't go out like this. There's going to be such a revival all through this planet. There's going to be a transference of wealth all through this planet to the body of Christ. Amen. Right in the face of the enemy, God's going to prepare you a table. Say, come and dine. Ephesians 2 and 6 says, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Remember, the trumpet sound is calling people out of the earth into the body. Finding their proper place in the body of Christ. Whatever your gifting, whatever your talent, whatever it is, whatever mountain you are called to. You know, Denzel Washington has a tremendous testimony. I've always liked his movies, like many of you. But I saw him testify one time. He said, back in, I think it was 1982, he said, I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. He said, but I wasn't ready. That's what he said. He said he wasn't ready. Didn't understand it in that. But he was sitting in his mother's beauty salon. And there was a woman in there who kept looking at him through the mirror. And she wrote down a prophetic word, said that he would touch millions. He would preach to millions and da, 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 all of this stuff. And he said, till today, he still has that piece of paper. But he said, you know, he never preached to anyone. But he said, you know, my work. Are you seeing this? See, everybody's not going to be behind the microphone. And this is just the stuff to get us stirred up. Amen. 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 Our ministry's out there. Amen. And our ministry don't involve a microphone all the time. Amen. What it involves is a life. Amen. Let your light so shine that men may see. Amen. Day by day by day, God is working on stuff in people's lives. They're seeing things, and he's drawing them to himself. I tell the story sometime of my brother, who was the fighter. Y'all know Rick. Gangs were scared of him. He worked at a place. I worked there with him for a while, called Harrington King, on the west side of Chicago. And he drove a forklift. When he was such a notorious gangster dude that when he got saved, people on his job didn't believe it. They didn't believe it? No. Bank's lying. He up to something, cause he was, you know, he's in the drugs, he's in a lot of stuff. And so one time, one of the guys on the job created a scene while he was driving his forklift. Stopped his forklift, pulled him off of there, and in front of everybody, wanted to fight him. And now they already knew he was, you know, we gonna see if this stuff he talking about is for real. He hit him a few times, and by the grace of God, and I know my brother, this was for real. It had to be for real. He just backed off, got on his truck, you know, just drove. But the guy that did that, his name was, we call him Brother Johnson now. That incident was what turned his life around. He didn't preach to him. Till today, they are still best buddies. And a whole lot of guys at Harrington and King got saved behind somebody just walking right. They saw the difference. He didn't preach it. Now he preaches to them all the time. You know, and a lot of them came to his church, now that he's a pastor and all that. But the point is, it was a life that bore witness. You know, stop thumping people with your Bible verses. You know you're going to hell, right? You devil, you know, just anyway. You live the life. And when it is needful, preach. And when it's needful, open your mouth. I declare, when you live the life, God is talking to somebody. Let God draw them. You let your light shine so that men may see. Amen. We are conceived in the womb. Let me get this. Where did I say? We just did Ephesians chapter 2, right? So we are raised up together. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. Now let's go to Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah 66, verse 7. Now Isaiah here, by the Spirit of God, is speaking about a woman having a baby. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Okay, let's stop right there. We can shout, right? Musicians, come on back up here. No, right. Before she travailed. See, travail has to do with labor. Amen. Labor happens about the 9th month if it's a, you know, a full pregnancy. Amen. But before the labor came. Amen. Long before the labor showed up, she gave birth. Amen. What are we talking about? Something's going to accelerate. Get it back up for me. Before Zion, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Before the struggle came. Amen. And we ain't talking about a premature baby here. We're talking about God accelerating something. Before it causes you a whole lot of trouble. Before it causes you a whole lot of pain. Before you thought it would happen, I'm going to bring it forth. Ain't going to be no struggle. Ain't going to be no pain. Ain't going to be no difficulty. I'm going to bring it forth. Are you hearing? 2022, things are going to accelerate. Hebrews 11:11. Through faith, Sarah conceived. She receives strength to conceive. So the word is saying before the travail comes. Now you might be used to this in time past. But tell somebody, this is the new day.
This is a new day.
I'm telling you what God's going to do in this hour is show you his kind intentions toward you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.